Tes Tishri, 11th of October, Rabbi Mendy Chizik. Moshe came down on Yom Kippur. Did they fast that year?
We ask the Rebbeinu every day davening for Hosse Sotom Milfoneinu Umeyachareinu. The Chofetz Chaim explains that you can't get rid of the Sotom. He's in front of you, he's behind you, you turn this way, you turn that way, he's always there. Yodua, the Gematria of HaSotom is 364, meaning he's not Shoilet on one day a year. The one day a year the Sotom doesn't have power is we don't have the Sotom to be mastin. But I saw a beautiful bill in Vahose Sotom Ufoneinu Meachareinu. It means that the Umas Soilam are Mekatrug. The Mekatrug asked, they say, look at Kal Yisrael 2 days a year, look at them, they're eating Purim and Erev Yom Kippur. Kal Yisrael just eating Purim, Erev Yom Kippur. So we say to the Gebrei Shalom, no, Vahose Sotom, remove this enemy from us. Remove this taina from us, from the fact that we're eating. Milfoneinu. You come to Purim, look, Milfoneinu, look at the day before. They fasted. Tanasesta. When it comes to Erev Yom Kippur, Klaus were eating, we say, Meachayim. Look, the next day, they go to fast. So we ask the Gebrei Shalom today, Kala'ichu b'tshi, because you eat on tshi, it's as if a fast is tomorrow as well with Batuach Badin. We ask the Gebrei Shleira Mocha Yeh Ha'is Hazeh that the Sotom should not be Mekatrodas tomorrow because we're going to fast tomorrow and Noch to see tomorrow the Sotom's got Mekoyach. But in the Gebrei Shleira there's a Chus HaRabim coming to hear Shir today. Bedine Yom Kippur should be a Sanegu for us. The very first Yom Kippur that we know about in the Torah is a pasuk in Parashat Yisroi. We look at the pasukim of Yisroi, Moshe Rabbeinu, and Yisroi had a meeting. Yisroi comes to meet Moshe Rabbeinu in the Midbar, and we're not sure exactly when the date is. He comes, but the Torah says that when Yisroi meets with Moshe, then everybody came. And they ate oilo zvachim lelikim. There was a party, a welcome committee. Yisroel comes to Moshe. Yisroel says, ah, ati odati, ki God l'Hashem, I know God's brochures are great. Yisroel took oilo zvachim, and everybody ate with the choysein Moshe. Klal Yisroel and Yisroel had a party together. When was it? Not clear. We can be clear of one thing. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't down until Yom Kippur. We know Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai 3 times and only came down on Yom Kippur. So the earliest stage this could have happened is a Machlokes in Gemara when Yisrael came before Matan Torah, after Matan Torah. But let's assume for the moment Moshe came down from Har Sinai after Yisrael met Moshe Rabbeinu after Matan Torah. The earliest this could have been would have been Yom Kippur. The earliest. Moshe's descent from Har Sinai was Yom Kippur. Earliest it could have been. Well, now, there could have been any stage after Yom Kippur. They could have met any time from Yom Kippur onwards. State of Pasuk, Vayehi Mimochios, Zegut Gazot, Vayehi Mimochios, the next day, Vayeshev Moshe Lishpoit HaZom. And Moshe sat down to be Shoifet Klal Yisrael, the next day. Day after, Pashtus, you're going to learn, the day after the previous day. What was the previous day? The day of the Suda. Says Rashi, Vahimi Mochios, Motze Yom HaKippurim Hoyo. The next day that Yisroi met up, the next day that Yisroi met Moshe, the day that Moshe sat Lishpoit HaSom, was Mochros. Mochros of what? Of the day before. What was the day before? Vayeshev. And they all sat down, Lecha Lecha. They sat down to eat bread. Kenege. According to Rashi, there was a sugya. Yisroel met to Moshe, and the next day of this meeting, was Moshe sitting down in Shabbat Hashom? So the previous day, according to Rashi, was Yom Kippur. And on that day, they had a Suda. It's Yom Kippur, there was a Suda. The very first Yom Kippur that we're aware of is the day that Moshe and Yisro would have met, because the next day, already, he's starting to judge the people. And the previous day, say to Pazuk, Vayobi Agam, Chazikne Yisroel, Lecho Lechem.
What's
it? Oh, it's not Mashma, but he was Mochros, the next day. Oh, but we'll come to that, Sedova Zoganazoi. Nishmai Nakasha Rabbi Isai, the Das Akedim. The Das Akedim, Ibali Toysvas, Fetchan Nakasha, he asked it very neatly, Log Arichas, he asked the Kasha very nicely, he says, I don't understand. The whole parasha over here, Yisroi, Yom Kippur, the Itin Yom Kippur. The Kasha, Loshna, the Das Akedim. The Imke Mashma, Besho'o Sheyorad Moshe Min Hohol, but Moshe descended from Har Sinai. Dahainu b'yoy makipurim. Must have been on Yom Kippur. Yotzolik ras choisnoi. He went out to meet his father-in-law. Uba'oyse shon. That was the time. Vayikach Yisroi oylo zvochim. Va'ochru. Ba'oyse yoy makipurim. It's like a boy says the first Yom Kippur. Don't get that one wrong at least. The eighth Yom Kippur. Fait that it's his kasha. Ve'heyach ochru. How could they eat? The Torah had been given. How could they do it? The Das Akedim himself wants to learn the Loik Rashi. The Das Akedim says that when the Torah says Vahimi Mocharos, it doesn't mean the next day. Vahimi Mocharos means, says the Das Akedim, Avada, Moshe sat down, Nishpoit and so on. Moshe judged the people, Motsim. The Suda, which the Torah seems to be talking about, which seems to have happened before Nishboit Ezon, much later. He says, it wasn't Kaseda. So the Das Akedim, the order wasn't right. And the order written in the Torah is not chronological. Moshe came down from Masina and Yom Kippur. No Suda, nothing. The next day, Moshe sat down Nishboit Ezon. Later, a few days later, they had a get-together party. In the sukkah. Oh, come to the sukkah, come to the shadows of the sukkah.
Yisro saw him judging the
oak. Sorry?
Yisro saw him judging.
That was the next day. That was, called the Das Akedim, that was the next day. But the sukkah that we learned that happened as soon as Moshe descended, which is Mashma from the Pasuk. They came, they met. It couldn't have been there.
So he carried the luchos on Yom Kippur.
Yeah, okay, Tchumim, okay. Chamor gefet b'chaim Kanievsky, so I
once
asked b'chaim how it can rain on Shabbos. If you're not allowed to water plants on Shabbos, how can Kodesh Baruch Hu turn on the rain, Kav Yochel? The rain is watering plants. So at the time that my son asked it to me, it was 12 years ago, he was 7. So I looked to Reb Chaim, so I said, I need an answer for a 7-year-old. I love the Shatari, it's Kenech Hashgeben. He wrote to me 7 words, for 7 years old maybe. Kesha HaKodesh Baruch Hu Boro Ha'olam, Hava Kekula Asuyo Kvar. Actually, the Tuskates Tam Oich Met the Luchos was already made before. Okay, let's leave that. So the Bali choice was Dr. Teretz, that it wasn't Kaseda. The Suda wasn't Yom Kippur. Mashma in the Psukim, he came down, had the Suda. No, Das Akedim, Bali Toysvus, Arishin, Emeg Azizor. He says no. The Ramban is also Mo'er the Kasha. And the Ramban, and I want to come back to his Loshon soon. The Ramban asks on this, and the Ramban says, I don't like it. Kilo Ochlu, B'yom HaKippurim. To say they ate in Yom Kippur. Tipoli. Doesn't make sense. Moshe comes down from us, you're not amazed. It's a Yom Kippur. He wants to say, completely opposite to Das Akedim. He says, Avada when Yisroi came down, Avada when Moshe came down, they had the Suda. When it says, Vayihimi Mochros, it doesn't mean Mochros Yom Kippur. When Moshe came down, there was a Suda, it was on Yom Kippur a few days later. Later, there was no rush. Later, by Mochros, when Moshe sat, and Nishboit Hazom, it's a later stage. It wasn't all sort of on the same 24 hours. He picks a riot, Losh Naposuk. Yesh Mochor, La'achazman, Kish Olcho Bincho Mochor Leimoy. We're trying to ask you tomorrow. Tomorrow. Mochor, La'achazman, the future. By Yimi Mochros, says the Rabbah. Moshe came down on Yom Kippur. And there's a So it was later, a few days later, and later, Moshe sat down and put his arm. It's not all Yom Kippur time. The Ramban fadins that the Seder HaPsukim is neater. The Rabban gained one thing on the Das HaKeinim, that the order of what happened is more geschmack in the Pesukim, but it wasn't all Yom Kippur. Look, Yashi, Rabbi Yisai, we are stuck. It seems to be all happening on Yom Kippur. Rabbi Yalyor Mizrochi wants to learn, based on a famous Gemara word, Kotan, Davtes. The Gemara word, Kotan, Davtes, brings a Mishnah, Chesam, a base, which talks about getting married on Yom Tov. Ein noisin noshim b'moyed. One isn't allowed to marry any woman on Yom Tov. Says the Mishnah, because it's a simcha for him. Mipnei she simcha hi loy, it's a simcha. For the Gemara, so odd. Okay, so it's a simcha. Azma, okay. For the Gemara, v'schi simcha hi loy, my hammer. So it's a simcha. Okay, so you can't get married because it's a simcha. Says the Gemara, Omar Rav Elazar, Omar Rav Chanina, lefi she'in ma'arvin, simcha b'simcha. One mustn't be ma'ariv, simcha b'simcha. That you can't mix together two simchas. Yom Tov is a simcha, Noisin Noshim is a simcha, and ein ma'arvin, simcha b'simcha, you don't mix these two simchas together. The Yerushalmi brings a mekoil, so Jesus brings it down. For the famous Pesukim in Bereishis, when after Yaakov married Leo, and Yaakov went to Rochel, Lo morim yisoni, why have you cheated me? So Laban said, no problem, I'll give you Rochel. You built Rochel, you have Rochel. Male shavua zois. Complete the week of Sherev Rochus, then I'll give it. Ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. Toises brings on from the Yerushalmi and Makoy, ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. Or in Bavli, there's an under in Makoy. In Bavli, the Gemara brings a Makoy from a completely different source. The Gemara says that the year, Ude'ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha menolom, what's the Makoy that you can't merge two simchas together? Techsiv, Vayas Shleim Abai Sahi, Es Hechag, Shleim HaMelech celebrated Sukkos. Shivas Yomim, Veshivas Yomim, Arba Osa Yoyim. Rosh Mahosuk. Shleim HaMelech celebrated Sukkos that year, 7 days and 7 days. Now we've got Sukkos 7 days. What's the 7 days and 7 days? Says the Gemara. Shleim HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, Binyan Ba'al Rishon, for 7 days prior to Sukkos. And then there was Sukkos. And the Gemara discusses, maybe it's because you can't delay the building. The Gemara wonders, why didn't Shlema put Sukkos and Chanukah Sabbis HaMikdosh together? And Amai, he kept them separate. So the Gemara wonders, maybe you can't put them together because you can't delay the building, you've got to start straight away. So what's the Gaya? Maybe Shlema would have liked to merge them, just there wasn't time that you can't delay the building of the Bis HaMikdosh. Says the Gemara, okay, it's the Loshon HaPosuk. Says the Gemara, Ksiv, Arba Osa Yoyim. It says 14 days. 7 plus 7 is 14. The Loshon HaPosuk doesn't need to write 14, 7 plus 7. It's to tell me from the Yitro HaPosuk, the spare words, normally, why say 7 days? Add 7 days. 7 days, Gewaldig. Or say, they were, or, it was like Yom Tov for 14 days. The Loshon HaPosuk should have said they celebrated 14 days. Then listen, 7 and 7. The Torah writes, the Novi writes, they celebrated 14 days, 7 and 7. To tell me, says the Gemara, Ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. Shema mena, hani lechud, v'hani lechud. Kum doch ois ha-boisai. No, kum doch ois ha-boisai. For the 7 days before Sukkos, the 7 days before Sukkos, ha-boisai, we don't have to be too great to work out. Doch yom kippur. The Gemara makes a clear cheshbon that prior to Sukkos, for 7 days, there was a Yom Tov that included Yom Kippur. Will the Rishonim want to bring down the Koyim? Say, listen, Ma doch if by Binyan Beis HaMikdosh, Shlomo HaMelech had the right to remove Yom Kippur and say, Hank game Essen, Hank game Nishfasten, today we can eat, doch Moira Dikatog, Chanukas Beis HaMikdosh, Yeridas Moishe from Har Sinai, with the Luchos, Solachti, Al-Achas, come over, come on! They didn't fast, are you? However, there's a sefer from the Taz Ala Torah called Divrei David, and the Taz isn't happy. The Taz says that you've looked at the first half of the Gemara, but if you go a little further, the Gemara's quite clear that it's not Mavur in the Gemara that it was the right thing to do. Zeishen Shlema did it, but the Taz says, if you continue the sugya further, which we haven't got time to learn through, it's quite clear there that Shlema wasn't convinced later he'd actually made the right decision. Oy bazoi, the Targum says, yes, Bizman, Beis HaMikdash, they ate, is a little bit schwach because we're not convinced that's the right thing to do. Weiter fliegt der Taz. Taz teilt weiter, he says, you can't really compare. In his Rochi, he says, comparing this to Shlomo HaMelech, he says, it's a little different. And this is what we want to discuss a little bit more today. He says, Shlomo HaMelech let them eat on Yom Kippur, they were never makabel tarnis in the evening. It was part of their 7 days. So when Yom Kippur came in, there was no kabbalas tarnis at all. They just continued eating. So they ate for 7 days, and Mamelia, when Yom Kippur came, day four of the 7 days, they just ate. Masha'in ki tanil taz. Could be this is different. Because Klal Yisrael didn't know Moshe was due to come down the next day. So probably, I assume, they would have started to fast. So tanil taz. He said, I think they would have started to fast. So, he says, I don't know if you can compare the two cases. By Shlomo told them, let's eat. It's part of the 7 days Suda. By Moshe Rabbeinu, they didn't know he's coming down the next day and they're going to celebrate. They waited 40 days. Did they know there'd be a celebration the next day with Luchos? Moshe had been up before without them. Didn't come down with Luchos. So to say that they didn't fast the night before because of what's going to happen, they didn't know. As they tell us.
Who's
Rashi Mochos Yom Kippur, the Kas of Das Akenim, how can they eat on Yom Kippur? Which Kippur? Okay. Maral and the Re'im both get another Teretz, they both say, come out to what you want to say, that there was no Yom Kippur yet that year. Yom Kippur that we know about didn't happen yet. It's interesting, it's a Dova Zogin. I hope we get there soon.
Which year are you about?
But the first year when Moshe came down from Sinai, there was no Yom Kippur. They want to suggest, the Maral and the Re'im want to say, perhaps the Dina Yom Kippur that we know, in ways it's more than that. As though he's talking the Grace, the Shreinim, the Re'im, the Maral, the Kadmonim, I've seen the later Achreinim want to suggest that the whole Dina Yom Kippur were only taught later in Parshas Achrei Mois. So, Lechoira, at this stage, they may not have known there was even a Yom Kippur. It was a date of Yud Tishri. Ken Zayis Nishkenka Yom Kippur Deyo. Ken Zayis, the whole Yom Kippur didn't start yet. We'll soon come to Loshna Ramban, which is unbelievable if we understand this, what he's saying. Oh, but even if we go along with that Mahalach, you could always have asked that didn't the Ovis keep Kolatera Kula even before it was given? So I feel you're going to tell me, Nishkenka Yom Kippur Deyo, it wasn't taught yet. There was no need for Yom Kippur. And as others want to say, the whole fast of Yom Kippur is because we say the British Shloim Salach Telah Salachti. That was the real Mekoyer for it. So perhaps there was no Yom Kippur that year. That was the actual year of Salachti. Now we fast. We want to hear the Salachti. Salachti Leimoyer. Then we're going to Yom Kippur. But on that sad, we could still ask that they should have kept Yom Kippur. Else, the others who kept Kol Torah Kula. The Taz himself suggests his Mahalach is. The Taz says, Motz Yom Kippur. Everything falls away, says the Taz. No problem. Moshe came down on Yom Kippur. Vayehini Mocharos. The next day, Moshe sat Nishpoit HaSom. In between was the Suda, Motz Yom Kippur. And then Sholem Al Yisrael. Then the fast on Yom Kippur. Motz Yom Kippur, yeah, the Suda. Vayehini Mocharos. The next day. Moshe Rabbeinu, the next day, sat down, his brothers on. There are two Moedig Chassam Seifers in two different places. There's a Chassam Seifer who says a Mahalach. And there's a Seifer called Vayedaber Moshe who brings down that his father heard from the Chassam Seifer completely up different. In the Chassam Sofer in Sefer, he says like this. The Chassam Sofer says, Moshe Rabbeinu came down in the middle of Yom Kippur. At some stage on Yom Kippur, Moshe came down with the Luchos, Luchos Shniyos. Moshe Rabbeinu was avada fasting. Moshe was fasting. It's possible. But Klal Yisrael hadn't known anything about the Tanis. How should they know? They know nothing. They just gewusst, says the Tanis. To start in the middle, says the Chassam Sofer, not necessary. They hadn't started fasting. Why continue? So they didn't fast. The Chassam Sofer says it's possible that Moshe fasted. He says the Loshon HaPosuk, it doesn't say Moshe ate. Aaron v'chol zikne Yisrael lechol lechem im chosein Moshe. Brilliant. Moshe didn't eat. Aaron and zikne Yisrael ate with Moshe's father-in-law. Moshe didn't eat. Moshe had received the Torah, so Moshe was fasting. No one else knew about the Tanis till Moshe came down. You don't start the Tanis in the middle of the days of the Chassam Sofer. So, yeah, but it's in your Tanis, but it's the middle of the day. You start eating already. You didn't know. You're a Makabat Tanis. So they didn't fast. Says the Posse Moedik. They all sat down. Lechol lechem im choyse Moshe. Oh, but not Moshe himself. Moshe can fast. Oh, but Star Sefer, called Vayadabe Moshe, he brings down that his father heard from the Chassam Sofer and wonderful pshat in Posuk. Oh, but it's the loike this Chassam Sofer. Listen to an unbelievable optage. The Chassam Sofer is in Parshas Emor. In Parshas Emor, we discuss the mechus of the Yom Tov, the tsura, the structure of the Yom Tov of Yom Kippur. State the Posuk, ach, be'osor la'chodesh ha'shvi hazeh. The Chassam Sofer wonders, what's the ach? Ach, also, Chodesh, Hashvi, Hazeh. But on this 10th of the month, you should fast. Something like that. Ach, as we know, is Chilek. The Gemara in Pesachim tells us, Ach needs half. That's why we know on Erev Pesach already, from Chatzos onwards, we stop eating Chometz. Ach, by Yom HaRishon, Ach is half. Ach, Chilek. Rashi Pesachim's got a calculation how to get from Ach to Chit to half. Ach, Ach. But also the Chodesh Hashvi Hazeh. So Moron on the Chassam Sofer. That year they fasted half a day. Hazeh. Ach! But also the Chodesh Hashvi Hazeh. There's a half day in Kippur. That Hazeh. Dafka day. Come to use the Bible. David Moshe heard from the Chassam Sofer. His father heard from the Chassam Sofer. As day your, it says, Taka give in a half a time. Ach! There's a half. But also the Chodesh Hashvi Hazeh. That year. The year that Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Mount Sinai, they had a fast in half a day. Who ate? Pesachist. So who ate then? The Chassam Sofer by us in Yisrael learned, no problem. Moshe was fasting. No one else did. Because it's the middle of the day. Rebbe Sefer Yisrael, I found that many, many achrinim are chilek in this negea lahaloch. The Chassam Sofer tzedodim Rebbe Yisrael a negea lahaloch. If a person, the ochoneh clears and creases, if a chile sheyesh boi sakona, lo yaleinu v'lo yaleichem, so lo ha'einu v'aslav esen yim kippur. He must have been mezalzel, and he's got to eat. Muzes! So he's eaten. Should he continue to fast, or do you say, listen, I didn't start the Tanis anyway, so you might as well just carry on eating. The two Chassam Sofers are discussing this very point. The Eshter Chassam Sofer says, if you start eating, just carry on. You can't have half a Tanis. Mitzad she'ini, the Chassam Sofer and Emor seems to be saying, ach, that year there was half a Tanis. There's an Indian in having half a Tanis. Yeah. Ochne himself wants to say, he wants to say, but Emes it's Mutti, he says, I don't see a real problem in continuing to eat. But I think you have to be machme. But Me'ikah Din, the Ochne, wants to be lenient and say, if you haven't started fasting because you're allowed to eat, I don't see a Tanis. But he finishes off, you got to mach. He finishes off saying, no, I want to mach. The Shoel Meshiv, the Madur Talud, the Yasser Shoel Natanzon, he won't hear of this at all. He says, Avada. Just because he eats one, he says, a kusemes, the size of the date, is Meyasser Datoi, it calms you down. It's temporarily for a few minutes. The Talus continues. The Inui will continue later. I Avada, you carry on fasting. So Zainik, a guessing. It doesn't fill you up long term. Emes, it's quite a gala halacha as well, practically, according to an interesting shitta in the Ge'onim. Rav Haigon from the Ge'onim has a wonderfully interesting shitta about bar mitzvah. The Rav Haigon wants to learn like this. We all know that if a person's bar mitzvah, he's bar mitzvah the day he's born. Let's take a person who's born in Yom Kippur. So we would assume 13 years later, on the evening of Yom Kippur, as man shkia, is bar mitzvah. Rav Haigon says no. You're bar mitzvah after 13 years, mes les. So let's say you're born at 1:30 Yom Kippur afternoon. You're not bar mitzvah till 1:30 Yom Kippur, 13 years later. So Mr. will go to Shul Kanidre without his hat. Round to Shul home 1:25, put on a hat. According to Rav Haigon, in this bar mitzvah.
Should be the day before.
Oh, do you know? Do you know? There's a Marashoyin Kedushin. I haven't got time to say it now. There's a Marashoyin Kedushin who asks that Moshe Rabbeinu got one day longer than he was meant to live. Because Moshe was born Zayin Adar. See what? So Moshe should have been Nifta on Vav Adar. So you got Marashoyin. If I can't, it's a murder that I've explained with that how Moshe Rabbeinu was able to write the Torah the last day of his life. If Moshe was Nifta Shabbos, the last day of his life should have been a Shabbos. So how do you write the 13th of Torah? So the Chamor get in for that kasha. Moshe thought he'd be nifta on a Friday, Vav Adar. He was there. He was nifta on Shabbos. He got a day longer. You're very good. Oh, but come to Shlag of Haigon, you get 13 years messes. So bring your chachazoy on your side. A boy is born on Yom Kippur 1:30 in the afternoon. Comes 13 years later, 1:30 is a bar mitzvah. But I chiyut to fasting. It doesn't say you have to start fasting now or not. A boy says you should know there are those who say that if you know you're going to be a bar mitzvah at 1:30, you've got to start the night before. Because you're going to be at 1:30 and there's no. Others say, no, you start only at 1:30. On under your zogun, don't start at all. The boys are hen and advon. It's mamish this machlokas. And what happened with Klal Yisrael the year the Moshe came down? Did they start fasting? Did they not? Now listen to Loshon HaRamban. It's a few words. But I think the Ramban is telling everything we've said today in a half a sentence. Stop there. Ki lo ochru bima kipurim. Then, I'm not sure he says, Im hoyo lohem Yom Kippurim b'shono hoyoshoyno. Koydim should stavu boy. Did they even have Yom Kippur? Void. Ki boy b'Yom Kippurim nosnu luchos achronos. I don't know if they had Yom Kippur that year or not. He says, I don't know if there was Yom Kippur. What do you mean, don't know if there was Yom Kippur? Says the Ramban's Loshon, I don't know if there was Yom Kippur. Im hoyo lohem Yom Kippurim. Because the Loshon and Ramban's move do you come before? I don't know if there was Yom Kippur. Moshe came down. But can you start fasting in the middle of the day? We can't end without a minute or two on the Itzumu Shalyoim and the wonderful idea what it is. The Ramo explains that we're saying that Piyot of Musaf do not avoid her, and we say that the Kohen Gadol was Makriv, the dam of the Korbonus Yom Kippur, and he was Makriv Achas Lemala, he was Mazeh the dam Achas Lemala Sheva Lemata, says the Ramo. We're saying to the Ribbono Shel Olam, listen, I found it hard to serve you because Achas Lemala, I've got one pull Lemala. The Ribbono Shel Olam, the Shechina Kaviyochel Lemala. But the gravitational pull is Sheva Lemato, is seven, the Yitzhar is the Koyach of seven, Sheva Shei Moisleis Elosha. The Yitzhar is seven times. So Achas Lemala, Sheva Lemato, how am I meant to serve you? We say Ribbono Shel Olam, but we can't serve you. What's the Teretz? Ken Zayin the Gemara in Chagig is the Teretz for us. The Gemara Chagiga Dafei relates an unbelievable story. The Malchamoves once fetched the wrong person. He sent the Shliach to fetch a certain lady, and the Malchamoves and Shliach got the wrong lady. So Rabbi Barbaya said, "You've taken the wrong woman, give her back." No, I can't do that. Once I've taken her, she's here. So he asked, "What about the rest of her years? What about the life she hasn't lived?" Zogdeno, I'll give those to somebody who's marveling at the dos. Gemei beten zochreinu lachaim and a chovetz b'chaim. How do we want life? Poshut. The boy in Shalom, we say, the answer is very simple. I say, the boy in Shalom, I know the Yitzhak is easier to serve than you because he schleps me seven times, you only pull me once. But Vesich, if I don't listen to him, I'll get Chaim Aruchim. I can bet in Zachrein Lachaim, I can make over Rachim. So I can bet in Zoyche, Yitzhak of Lachaim, Rachim. Zoyche is not a life the tiniest of our Kodesh Baruch Hu should see that we're not just fasting in our hearts. We're fasting in our bodies, fasting in our minds. Kilu levavchem v'avdich.